At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Premis. And today I'm joined by Paul, the exercise man, Guadino. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be with you, Seth, and all the people there in Butler County.
You were one of our first guests back in August of 2019, and we thought it would be a great time to have you back, and people all over Western PA are asking how you've been.
I've been fantastic. I'm enjoying myself.
Paul, you ran a very successful workout show on TV before you retired a few years ago.
44 years in Butler, 44 years.
I understand you decided to get back into doing a daily show again.
Yeah, I retired at 80, and I didn't feel too good and didn't like what I was doing. And so when I was 85, I started all over again. So I'm on Face now, three times Facebook, three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday at 9 a.m. live. And it's almost a year I've been doing this now.
That's incredible. Do people just go to the Paul Guadino Facebook page?
Right, they put their name in to be invited, and then they can pick it up in their own home, on their phone.
That's awesome. And what time do you air it live?
No, I'm on at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Okay, that's great.
Wednesday and Saturday, 2 days a week.
Do you enjoy doing the show again?
20-minute workout.
That's awesome. What made you want to do this all over again?
Well, I just felt like I was worthless, you know. I thought, you know, people depended on me, and they were getting results. And if I promote and push myself, it'll help me, because I was getting lazy and, you know, was getting tired all the time. And I thought, you know, God gave me a gift of exercise. I got to use it. So that's the reason I started back again. And I'm so happy I did.
Oh, that's great. Are you still getting people that are tuning in each day to see your workouts?
Oh, yes. I mean, I average probably around 25, 30 people every time I'm on. And they can also get me on YouTube. Just put in Paul Guadino Family Fitness Show and get all my old shows from Butler.
That's fantastic. Paul, how has this year been for you? I know you're an extremely social and positive person. Anything you found that helped you remain sane during these times?
Well, just keep myself busy and helping other people. I found out it's fantastic. I'm just amazed what you can do with an iPhone now. Here I am in my living room with my own set, and I don't see anybody. I don't have anybody here, and yet I'm getting a response from people around different countries, around the world.
That's amazing.
It's amazing to me. And I don't have to worry about them getting a virus for me, and I don't have to worry about getting a virus from them. But they're getting their workout, so I make house calls.
There you go.
Yep.
Any positive advice that you can give people right now that might need a little bit extra during these times?
Well, I think it's important to have a plan. Don't wait just the first of the year. Start now. And write it down. You're going to start working out, and allow yourself at least 30 workouts, not 30 days, 30 workouts, and you will get results. And don't be discouraged if you can't do what you did 10 years ago or 20 years ago. It'll come back. Just keep trying and don't give up. And it's amazing what you can do, and how you'll feel. I'll be 86 in February, so it's helped me tremendously.
Is there a certain workout you recommend more than others?
Well, it's just that you got to work your body and your mind and your spirit. So it's just using all parts of the body from head to toe. And I try to go through different parts of the body so that way you get a good workout. And you have to remember, you have to keep your heart in shape too. And the only way to do that is keeping good circulation. That means walking, bicycling, swimming, hiking. These things are excellent. Even though we can't go out with a virus, we can always go somewhere and walk around. And that's what you have to do to survive.
No, for sure. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about today?
Well, I just want to thank you and Armstrong for giving me an opportunity to wish everybody a Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. And And it's just amazing. Those people there in Butler, I had people that says, I haven't seen your show for 20 years. And I caught it on Facebook, and it kind of makes me feel good, you know, that you're still used, can be used, and the people need you. And that's what we all need as we get older. We can't just sit out in pasture and just water the flowers. We have to water the body.
For sure. We'll make sure to put a link to the Facebook page so that people can check out your show. And if we don't speak to you before then, happy 86th birthday. I would love to look the way you do and feel at 86 at whatever point that is in my life.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Paul, for your inspiration. And we want to wish you a happy holiday and happy new year.
And please tell everybody there in Butler County, without them, I wouldn't even be alive.
Thank you, Paul. For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees, just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.